This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The city council votes today on the plan to close Rikers Island. Marla Diamond has more.
Dozens of former Rikers inmates testified supporting the plan to close down the jail by 2026. Kendra Clark served time there awaiting trial.
It was honestly dehumanizing. Every night that I went to sleep, I had to worry that I was going to possibly be raped by an officer, and there was nothing that I could do about it, and it really perpetuated the trauma I experienced as a child because I was abused as a child.
It does appear Rikers' days are numbered. Just 10 of the 51 council members have said they'll vote no. One of them is Andy King, who represents the Bronx, where the community has voiced its opposition.
We cannot take the agenda of a few and make it the reality of a mass. And that's what this is when we start talking about building braille-based jails, as I call incarceration 2.0.
In a compromise, the city agreed to scale back the size of the jails in Manhattan, Queens, the Bronx, and Brooklyn. At City Hall, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
The governors of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania are meeting in Manhattan today for what they're calling a regional cannabis and vaping summit. WCBS's Peter Haskell has more from Midtown.
The summit is focusing on a number of different categories. Vaping, including the legalization of pot, regulations, public health, and public safety.
We have more experience with alcohol and driving than we do with driving while under the influence of drugs such as marijuana.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo doesn't want to see users driving from one state to another. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says they're all grappling with similar issues.
We've got an exploding vaping reality among youth, which has become an enormous challenge, health and beyond, and that's something I think we all share.
The coordination can help establish best practices. In Midtown, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney will take over as acting chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee after the death of Congressman Elijah Cummings. His office says Cummings died early this morning of complications from an ongoing health issue. He was 68. The 73-year-old Maloney says she lost a dear friend and a mentor. She says Cummings' fight for fairness, justice, and equality should be an inspiration to us all. Maloney has her hands full. The Oversight Committee has had a leading role in the impeachment inquiry. The rain has moved out, but the wind remains. Gusts could hit 60 miles per hour this afternoon. Thousands are still without power across the tri-state. Suffolk County has been hit hard.
I was awoken by the police car lights at about 5:30 a.m.
Says Linda here on Dunlop Road in Huntington after a number of large trees toppled to the ground, blocking the roadway.
I'm not complaining. This could be January, and it would be a different situation.
And in Babylon, two drivers had a very rough start to the day. Trees fell on top of their cars. One car was totaled. The owner telling me he just moved into this area. And in Amityville, Mother Nature caused a partial building collapse. The concrete scattered all over the ground like the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. Thankfully, no one was injured, and tens of thousands also battled the no-power situation across Long Island. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
The wind made it tough to battle a fire in Ocean Bay Park on Fire Island early this morning. The fire destroyed three homes. No one was injured. To the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Larson, these winds are something else today.
Yeah, they certainly are, Michael, and not ready to diminish anytime soon. It will stay very windy throughout the afternoon throughout the area. High wind warning till 6 p.m. Clouds and a few sunny breaks, but still a few sprinkles of rain. Today's high 55 to 59. Wind gusts to about 50 miles per hour. Strong enough to take down some tree limbs and power lines. Still blustery this evening, mostly cloudy, and turning partly cloudy during the late night hours. Not quite as gusty, a low of 50. Partly sunny tomorrow, but still a noticeable breeze. Tomorrow's high near 60. It's now 54 degrees in Danbury. It's 58 in Stamford, 56 degrees in Midtown with a high of 57.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.